In the family, the Sisters Hospitallers of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
My name is Maria Isabel Cantón. I'm from Spain. I am a member of the congregation called Sisters Hospitallers of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This congregation was founded in Spain in 1881 by Saint Benedict Meini, Maria Josefa and Maria Angustias. We call them the founders of the congregation. Our father founder, Benedict Meini, came to Spain to restore the order in 1867 because the order of the Brothers of St. John of God was extinguished through the war, and he restored the order in Spain, Portugal and Mexico. At some point he was told that they were not able really to look after the mentally ill women. So somehow in Granada, two women, Maria Josefa and Maria Angustias, they did have a call from God, and they didn't know for what. And they met Benedict Meini in Granada, and then in 1881 they started our congregation, which special charism is to glorify God the Father through caring for the sick and showing compassion and love. Our aim is to glorify God through caring for sick people, mostly with mental illness. So we were founded specifically to care for people with mental disabilities. So we started in 1881. At present, we are 1,300 sisters. We work with around 10,000 employees. We are in 27 countries, and we care for around 1 million people all over the world, as I say, in 4 continents. Our founder, towards the end of his life, was sent on exile to France, and he died this year. It's 100 years that he died in Dinan, and we're celebrating his passing to new life. So I had the privilege of being in Dinan on the 24th of April. It was a big celebration. So the congregation at present is flourishing, especially in Africa and in Asia and in South America. Although in Europe we don't have vocations, but on that part of the world is doing well. At present we have around 80 people in formation. Here in England, the English province, the headquarters is in London. We have 10 houses, 3 in England, 1 in the island of Guernsey, and 6 in Africa. And in the houses in England, we care specifically after elderly people with Alzheimer's and dementia. And in Africa, we have a general hospital and several psychiatric centers for people with mental illness. So in our life, our founder was very strong about our spirituality, which is uniting contemplation and activity. And the theme of our spirituality is the Good Samaritan and the beautiful passage of Martha and Mary, which is work and contemplation. We could not really do the work we do if it wasn't through great, strong prayer life. So in the whole congregation, we always have 2 hours of prayer in the morning before we start work. And then during the day, we have a strong community life, and we gather 3 times a day, all the community for prayer, apart from a lot of other individual prayer during the day. So prayer and work go very much together, because without prayer, it would be impossible to care for the people we cared for. And I have to say about myself that I felt the call of God when I was a young person in Spain, and I did my novitiate here in England, and ever since I joined this congregation, I always been a very happy person, and I thank God for thinking of me or calling me to this great love of charity, which is caring for people in need. And faith tells us that whatever we do to others, we do to the Lord. And I feel this is very strong in our life as Sisters Hospitallers. just want to share one or two experiences in how wonderful it is when you live through faith this great charism of hospitality. Sometimes, because the work is hard, caring after people with mental illness or after people with Alzheimer's day after day is not easy. And it just came to me some years ago. I was very low, I was feeling down and tired, and I was for some time looking after a lady who has very advanced Alzheimer's, and for some years she was not able to talk, and we felt she didn't notice anything. And this particular day I was giving her breakfast, I was feeding her, she couldn't feed herself, and I was feeling low and down, and just out of the blue, without I don't know, just came, she looked at me, this lady, this very old lady, I still remember in which room she was and her name. She looked at me, fixed her eyes on me, and she said, "Thank you, sister." I just couldn't believe it, that she talked, but that was very obvious that was the Lord. It lifted my spirit. I cried because I could see this is the Lord, because very often I'm very conscious that what we do to others, you do to the Lord. And our founder, it says in his life that he used to feed the sick, always kneeling down. And I usually do that as well. I kneel down because you are in front of Jesus. And thinking of this, I remember one of our carers, she was Christian, but not a great believer. And one day I was going around in the morning as a manager of the center, and she was kneeling down feeding a resident for breakfast. And it moved me a lot. I said, "Why do you do this?" She said, "Because you told us our father founder did this, and she saw Jesus in the sick." That moved me a lot, one of our carers. And it is true, and I often tell our staff, the Lord is only going to judge us on one thing, how much good we done to others. And at the end of your life, and I do this to make them wake, not just for money, but for love, and I tell them, at the end of your life, the Lord will tell you, "Come Sandra, come Ruth, come Genevieve, come Michael, because I was hungry and you feed me, I was naked and you clothed me, I was in need of your comfort and you sat by my side." This is what the Lord is going to judge us on nothing else, but on this, on how much good we done to others. And you know, this lifts them up. That's why when that day I saw this girl kneeling down feeding a resident, and she told me, "Our father founder did that." That's why that's very moving, and it's very fulfilling, although it's a hard way, but it's good to do this. So it's a great congregation which does great work for the glory of God around the world, and I'm very privileged to be part of that big group of sisters and people who care for the disabled with this love. That's all.